I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. 2 days after a black Minnesota man died at the hands of police, the University of Minnesota has announced that it will sever its relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department. School President Joan Gable made the announcement Wednesday night in a letter that was sent to students, faculty, and staff members, writing that the university will no longer use local officers to assist at major events, including Gopher football games. George Floyd died in police custody. A bystander's video showed a white officer kneeling on the handcuffed Floyd's neck. Two other Minneapolis officers held Floyd down, while a fourth officer stood by, interacting with bystanders who pleaded with the officers to get off of Floyd. All four officers involved in the incident were fired Tuesday. On Wednesday, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry demanded criminal charges for the officers. Gable said she has directed U of M school officials to no longer contract with the Minneapolis Police Department for large on-campus events, including football games. She also said the school will cut ties with the MPD for specialized services, such as canine explosive detection units. At Gopher football games, Minneapolis police have often had a strong presence as they accompany the university's police force. Major League Baseball drew the ire of the Players Union Tuesday with an economic proposal that called for a significant cut in salaries that would affect all players, and particularly the game's highest-paid players. The long-awaited plan, the first volley in an expected back-and-forth that'll determine whether baseball returns in 2020, proposed a marginal salary structure in which the lowest-paid players would receive close to a full share of their prorated salary, and the game's stars getting far less than expected. Players immediately turned down the proposal, which includes an 82-game schedule that would begin in early July after a 21-day spring training. Teams would play 3 exhibition games in the final week before starting a regular season that would finish September 27th. The union is expected to counter in the coming days with a proposal that could include a longer season. For the league to get a full 3 weeks of spring training before an early July start date, an agreement would need to be struck as early as early June. Turner Sports said the Sunday telecast of The Match, Champions for Charity, with Tiger, Phil, Tom, and Peyton, attracted an average of 5.8 million viewers across 4 of its networks. Turner says it was the most-watched golf telecast in cable TV history. Phil Mickelson says he would like to see The Match become an annual event, showcasing he and Tiger, along with guys like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan or Tony Romo and Patrick Mahomes. He says they're all good golfers, elite talents, and have great personalities. Or, Mickelson said, you could have someone who loves the game and is competitive but is really entertaining, like Larry David and Bill Murray. Rain washed out the Cup Series race Wednesday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The race was rescheduled for tonight at 7 o'clock. The starting order for the second Cup race at Charlotte this week was set based on the finishing order of the Coca-Cola 600 from Sunday, but with an inversion. Hendrick Motorsports teammates William Byron and Alex Bowman will start from the pole, while Coca-Cola 600 winner Brad Keselowski will start 20th. 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson will start last because his car was disqualified in post-race inspection after he finished second. WNBA players will receive their first paychecks on time June 1st, despite the season not starting yet. That's according to league commissioner Kathy Engelbert. The league was to launch its 24th season on Friday, but it's been delayed indefinitely by the pandemic. The players have year-round health care benefits, which were extended to rookies starting May 1st. The Minnesota Lynx and head coach and general manager Cheryl Reeve have set their roster ahead of the 2020 season by placing forward Jessica Shepherd on the team's full-season suspended list. The 2020 Lynx roster returns 7 players from last year, including Lexi Brown, Bridget Carlton, Karima Christmas-Kelly, reigning WNBA Rookie of the Year Nafisha Collier, Demirius Dantas, Sylvia Fowles, and Odyssey Sims. This year's roster additionally includes Cecilia Sandalassini, who played last with the Lynx during the 2018 season. It features 3 new faces, highlighted by offseason acquisitions Kayla Alexander, Rachel Banham, and Shanice Johnson. And joining the veterans are rookies Makia Herbert-Harrigan, first-round pick, 6th overall in the draft, and Crystal Dangerfield, second-round pick, 16th overall. Sports, news, local events, the shopping show, and a streaming link can all be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And look for us on Facebook, and Twitter, J Paul, Power 96 Sports.